Siddur Slip, series is generously sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon Ben Pinchas. Thank you for your generosity. By Yelad Avram Foreman, for Shlem Hadassah Rachel Baschana Golden, memory of the Chayal HaKadosh, Ephraim Ben Shmuel, Hashem Yikom Damo, whose Yerutzai was Tesvav Teves, from Tefillah and Torah were very important. And by John Cowell for the Fuhr Shlem of his wife, Sarah Cowell, Sarah Bas Breindel, his God, she should have a speedy and complete Refuah Shlema. We are at the end of Elokai Netzor, the addendum of the Amida. At the very end, we spoke about the four assays in which we argued to Hashem to answer us favorably, not only for ourselves, but to present all of our tefillah as being essentially for Him, that the Shekhinah in Golos, the pain of the Almighty, how it would look and appear, we're not positioned to advance and work for His brand, and that is the best way and the most likely way that we will be answered. And then we continue, L'man yechatzun yedidecha, Hoshia Yemincha Va'aneni. Said Hashem, act for your right hand. Hashem, do it. I'm sorry that your loved ones be released. Deliver with your hand and answer me. Who are Yedidecha? So we last left off a Machlokas, Rishwab, the Shiraz David, and the Rinas Chaim. So the Rinas Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander. So the last explanation I want to offer on these words. And with that, we'll soon wind down the Amida. After these words, Va'aneni, there's a minhag we'll get to. To insert psukim that begin and end the first letter and last letter of your name. Is that only for your first name? If you have two names, do you say two psukim for your middle name too? Where did this come from? And why are we doing it? And what happens if you don't do it? And why should you do it? So we'll get to that. But first I want to end tonight. The Rinas Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander says, L'man yechaltsun yedidecha. Who are these yedidecha? We said maybe it's tzadikim, amech kulam tzadikim, maybe it's everybody, all of Klal Yisrael are called Yedidecha, your beloved one. So the Rinas Chaim, Rechaim Vilander says, the man lachlotz l'ashia l'atzil l'son mikol atzaros, she'anu Yedidecha, v'lo machmas zuchu yoseinu. What we're reminding Hashem is, the reason to intervene and intercede, the reason to help us and save us, is not for ourselves and our own worthiness, but because we're your good friend. Who doesn't step up for their good friend? When someone comes to a friend for help, that friend doesn't sit in judgment. That friend doesn't sit and evaluate, here are all the reasons why I shouldn't help you. The friend says, you need me? We have a friendship. We go back. I'm here. So our argument to Hashem is, even if we lack the zchuyos, even if we're missing the proper merit, we're yedidecha. You did nefesh, avarachaman, we're yedidecha. And therefore, that's the reason to intervene and intercede on our behalf. Back to Rav Schwab, he writes in his Ian Tefillah, Hoshia Yemincha Va'aneni, save us with your right hand, Va'aneni, and answer us. He answers based on the Medrash. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Amar Biavahu, Ko Yeshua Shebol Yisrael, Hishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any salvation the Jewish people receive is not because we deserve or we merit. When God does the incredible things that we've seen the last 2 years, and please God, will continue to do, maybe necessarily over the next few nights, when Hashem does answer those tefillos and does those miracles, He's doing it for us, His children, and because we are Yedidim, we are with beloved confidants and friends of Hashem. But ultimately, He does it. Kol Yeshua Shebol Yisrael Shlakosh Baruch Hu, Shneamar Imo Anochi Betzara Va'areu Bishuasi Hoshe Yemincha Va'aneni. All these psukim in Tehillim, Hashem is with us in our challenging times. Areu Bishuasi Hoshe Yemincha Va'aneni Im Ataona Osanu HaYeshua Shalchahi. The argument we're making, Hashem, is, don't save us for us. Save us for you. Why? Because if people see our suffering, if they think Hashem's own children, no one's taking care, no one's bailing them out, no one's stepping up, nobody's saving them, maybe Hashem is not capable. Maybe Hashem is not powerful. Maybe there is no Hashem. Since we are the ones who carry the name, we wear the brand of Hashem, if we fail, then He fails. And that's our argument to Him. Hoshea Yemincha Va'aneni. Hashem, save us with your right hand. Saving us is saving yourself, in a sense, because the more prosperous, the better, the more successful that the Jewish people do, the more the world's impression of Hashem is elevated. When you intervene and intercede, and when you save us, you're saving your right hand. Because the world now sees and is impressed, Hashem, with your capacity, with your strength, with what you can do. Kasher Klal Yisrael Sof Levin in Tzom Megolus, Nid Mekilu Chas Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eini Yachol, Vein Lo Koach La'azor Lo Shiyas Amo. We've seen and suffered that. that the people who denigrate and knock down the Jewish people, anti-Semites, who mock and challenge us, who see the suffering of October 7th, some of the worst atrocities, they also challenge, where is the God of the Jews? And does God still love the Jews? And are the Jews still that chosen people? So Hoshea Yemincha Va'aneini is the argument. Hashem, don't only save us for ourselves. Hoshea Yemincha, save your right hand, save your brand, save your image, save the reason that you created the world for people to see and come close to you. V'nimsa sha'ishui b'shvilcha, aydeken yiras kochacha v'yisgadel v'yisgadesh shimcha. By people knowing and seeing the miracle, the strength, the power, people will want to come close. I wasn't alive then. I may look like I was, but I wasn't after the Six-Day War. But my mother tells me that Jews walked around. Every Jew felt like they were 10 feet tall. After the miracle of the Six-Day War, the world was in awe. And they met a Jew and they said, wow, I want to come close. I want to connect. I need to know your people, how this miracle happened. They should feel that again by some of the extraordinary episodes of the last 2 years. And please God, they will, when Hashem hears our tefillos and intervenes and intercedes in that way. And we essentially end the Amida, because now we're going to insert the psukim of names, Yul Ratzon, and three steps back, Osa Shalom. The last word, essentially, the Amida is, Aneini, Hashem, answer me. The last word that we say, if we have to consolidate and reduce to one word how we feel, it's Hashem, Aneini. Hear me, make me feel heard, and answer us all for the good, Amir Tz Hashem.